Good morning. It's Friday, the 30th of January. I'm Steve Smith, along with Joanne Fox from The Globe, the newspaper of the Catholic Diocese of Sioux City. Welcome to this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. Hello there, Joanne.
Steve, good to see you. And the really last couple of days of January.
Yep.
Holy wow.
We're heading into February on this week's Cultural Continuum. But starting today, up in Vermilion, the National Music Museum will be holding a noon mini concert. I don't know if that's a really short concert or if they're playing on smaller instruments. Probably a short concert. Jerry Jorgensen, who is a violinist, he'll be accompanied by forte pianist Cullen Bryant, and they will together be performing two Beethoven sonatas and music from Mozart's The Marriage of Figaro. You can go to NMMUSD, that's for National Music Museum, USD.org.
The Sioux City Community Theater presents Run for Your Wife. That opens tonight and goes through February 8th. This British farce follows a taxi driver who gets away with having two wives in different areas of London because of his irregular working schedule. But complications multiply as the cabbie tries to keep his double life from exploding. Curtain time is 7:30 p.m. You can find out a lot more at sctheaterwithanre.org.
Lamb Theatre is going into their final weekend of Necessary Targets that runs through February 1st, which is Sunday. The play was inspired by the author's trip to the former Yugoslavia, where she interviewed women refugees from the Bosnian War. The play focuses on life after the war. Curtain times are at 7:30 with Sunday matinee at 1:30. So tonight and tomorrow night will be 7:30. The Sunday matinee is at 1:30. Go to lambtheatre.com to find out more.
And the Sioux City Arts Center and KWIT FM 90 is hosting Rocking Pollock Music and Mural, and that's going to be on Saturday. Local musicians from Drumfest, as well as Elsa Va and the Titans of Industry, will perform the compositions that they wrote for the FM series, Music for Pollock. Local bakery Sugar Shack is preparing pastries inspired by Pollock's mural, and the University of Iowa will present a sneak peek of a documentary they're producing about the restoration of mural. And listeners should be aware that reservations were needed for that, for this little gig. And I believe that they are way over 400 people now, and so it'll be really cozy down there at the Arts Center.
Yeah, so we don't want to tease you if you didn't RSVP already, but that has been capped. So, if you have RSVP'd, we will be happy to see you there tomorrow. Happening up in Orange City, their Orange City Arts Council is hosting Contra Tiempo, Full, Still, Hungry, and that'll be tomorrow. Contra Tiempo is an urban Latin dance theater from Los Angeles. They fuse elements of salsa, Afro-Cuban, hip-hop, urban contemporary, and step dance. Full, Still, Hungry features vignettes on food, race, privilege, consumption, tradition, nutrition, and justice. That show begins tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock at the Unity Christian Night Center. And then on Sunday, kind of a follow-up to that, the troupe will be hosting two free Cuban salsa workshops in the DeWitt Theater. That'll be Sunday afternoon. The first will be at 3, then that'll follow that up right away at 4 o'clock. Go to orangecityarts.net if you'd like to find out more.
Vanguard Arts is going to present the Chris Lager Band CD release show on Saturday. The album Heavy Soul and Boogie Trance is a continuation of the band's exploration into guitar grooves, funky drums, thick keys, and powerful bass. Doors open at 8:30 p.m. Vanguard Arts is in Sioux City.
I think they were one of the openers for the Saturday in the Park Festival 2 years ago, I think.
I believe they were.
Sioux City Public Museum is hosting an artist talk with Judy Thompson on Sunday. Thompson is an artist from Orange City, and she created the cover art for the newly published Laura Ingalls Wilder autobiography, Pioneer Girl, the Annotated Autobiography. An exhibition of 13 of her works will be on display at 2 o'clock. Go to SiouxCityMuseum.org, and girls still, well, all kids, lots of kids.
Everybody.
Still are reading the
Laura Ingalls Wilder. Yeah, that's really great that connection is up there. The Sioux City Chamber Music Association presents a flute and piano recital given by Martha Council and Richard Steinbach, and that's going to be on Monday.
That'll be Sunday.
That will be Sunday. That's right, because February 1st is Sunday, believe it or not. And Council and Steinbach will be premiering their new album of Latin music, Grandanzion. I think that's the way that's pronounced.
Close enough.
Okay. The music all begins at 3 o'clock, and that's at First Presbyterian Church in Sioux City. Again, that's Martha Council and Richard Steinbach.
And I believe she will be with him when he goes to New York for the the big...
She may well, when he goes for Carnegie Hall.
Carnegie Hall, so if not, I'm sure you can talk to him about it.
I'm sure.
And find out. Sioux City Public Library is hosting One Book, One Siouxland Book Discussions on Monday, February 2nd. This year's selection is Unbroken by Laura Hillenbrand. It documents the life of Olympian and World War II hero Louis Zamperini. The first discussion will be at 10 o'clock, and that'll be at the Perry Creek branch. The second discussion will be at 5 p.m., and that'll be at the Morningside branch. Go to onebookonesiouxland.org if you'd like to find out more.
Northwestern College in Orange City presents Trying to See Through Dim Eyes in its woodcut prints by Eric Robinson. Now, that's going to open Monday, February 2nd, but they will run through February 20th. The exhibition features variations of two paintings by Vincent van Gogh of a sower broadcasting seed, and another series of variations explores the content of the Bible's Book of Job. The works are on display in the Topaski Gallery, and Robinson will be on hand February 18th, so you can chat with him that day if Monday, February 2nd does not work out for you to get up there.
Job had a rough go of it.
He did.
The Dorothy Pico Nature Center hosts Vera Composting, Let Worms Do Your Dirty Work. That'll be on Wednesday, February 4th. Master Gardener Glenda Plaza will demonstrate Vera Composting, which is an easy way of composting food scraps with worms. She'll teach attendees how to begin and maintain a simple worm bin. That all starts at 11 a.m. Go to woodburyparks.com to find out more.
The Les Hills Audubon Society presents Shorebirds of Sioux City. That's going to be on Thursday. Gavin's Point Dam Park Ranger David True will speak about the birds in our area, with a focus on identifying shorebirds. That all starts at 7:30 p.m., and it's going to be at the Dorothy Pico Nature Center in Sioux City.
And the Pearson Lakes Art Center presents Two on Tap. That'll be Thursday. It features Melissa Giottino and Ron DeStefano in their variety act, which finds inspiration in the Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers era of entertainment. Students from Dancers Unlimited will perform the opening number with Melissa and Ron. The hoofing begins at 7:30. Go to lakesart.org to find out more about that.
And put this on your calendar. Women Aware is again hosting the Women of Excellence Awards. Now, the awards banquet itself is Tuesday, March 24th at the Sioux City Convention Center. But nominations are accepted for Women of Excellence in the categories of Women of Promise, Young Women of Excellence, Men of Excellence. There's several categories. Those nominations will only be accepted through March 3rd. And again, Women Aware is in Sioux City.
And that'll do it for this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. If you or your not-for-profit organization have something you would like publicized, you can just email that information to us at this address. It's kwitpsa@witcc.edu. For executive producer Mark Munger and my co-host Joanne Fox, I'm Steve Smith.